a bit of sympathy actually. These are incurred today. There it is. 08/25/2025. The patient is four. Miss Sonia Lansford. Lansford spells L-A-N-S-F-O-R-D. Sonia spells S-O-N-Y-A. Date of birth is 10/12/1975. Now, this is a 49-year-old female here with concerns of her blood pressure, period. She states that she recently experienced an acute anxiety episode at work because of, quote, stress, close quote. Said she had to be in the emergency room, was treated for hypertensive crisis, period. She said that she was placed on, our medication for blood pressure was adjusted after visiting the emergency room that day, and with the new adjustment, she said she continues to experience elevated blood pressure, period. She indicated that she's not sure why her medication is not working. She says she was recently seen by another provider, and they advised her to come back on sometime on the 6th of September for total evaluation. She said she cannot wait that long and is afraid to go back to work because the stressor is still there and concerns that she may have an acute anxiety reaction and has to go back to the emergency room. She indicated that she just wants to remain away from work until she's been seen by a provider on the 6th and then make a decision what she wants to do about her job and the medication if they're not helping, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Medication, Atenolol, the Synthroid, next line Synthroid, next line Valsartan, next line Progesterone, next line Estradiol, next line Testosterone. Next line Boost Bar. Open parenthesis, patient says she does not like the way the Boost Bar made her feel and would like to have something different, period. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, family history, hypertension, diabetes, and hypothyroidism, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 152/91. Pulse 61. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.13. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck range, emotional rigidity. No meningeal signs. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No tenderness about patient, no rebound, no guarding, normal bowel songs, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, tennis 3, cranial nerves 2, tennis normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment of plan, assessment number one is hypertension, number two, hypothyroidism, number three, steroid replacement therapy, period. Next paragraph, patient and I had a lengthy discussion about their blood pressure, and we talked about the possibility of testosterone and estradiol could be responsible for her blood pressure not being well controlled, period. She indicated that she the doctor did mention something about her kidneys. I would like to have her kidneys checked to see if that's responsible for her blood pressure, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is anxiety, stress reaction. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hypothyroidism. Number four, hormone replacement therapy. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was done of her retroperitoneal. No significant abnormality of her kidneys noted, namely no renal stenosis, period. Next paragraph. Patient boost bar would be replaced with Atarax, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily at bedtime. She was strongly encouraged to take it just before bedtime and not to take it and drive. She says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient was given a work excuse to remain until 09/08/2025. She was sent home with Atarax, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily at night for 30 days, number 30. End of the patient.